The increase in ICE activity has led to many, many problems for immigrant families on Long Island. Now, the total number of people arrested by ICE, still under 100. It's up 40%, but it's not been a huge number of people arrested. You know, there are people arrested all the time who have been charged with criminal acts. They're arrested at the jail, but I'm not counting those in. I'm talking about where ICE goes to someone's home, someone's workplace, etc. Generally, the home, and arrest someone. Whenever these raids have taken place, what we found is that immigrant families keep their children home from school. Now, in a lot of ways, this isn't a smart decision to make, because the one place that ICE will not go to is your school to arrest you, and they usually go to the home. But it's a natural thing, right? There's a disaster coming for your community. Stay inside. Some of the local social service agencies have reported to us that they've also seen a drop-off in families coming for nutrition assistance. These are very safe places for people to go to, and yet people say that when the raids occur, no one comes to the food pantry. No one comes to get food stamps for their children. People are frightened that ICE may use these as ambush spots. Now, we actually have not seen that occur on Long Island, but the fear in the community is that if you go to a place where immigrants congregate, you're likely to be arrested. We ourselves have seen drop-offs in attendance at our ESL programs, English as a Second Language programs. When there are raids in progress, folks have said to us that they're not afraid of being arrested here, but they're afraid of being arrested while they're in transit here. You know, there was a situation down in the Washington area where ICE didn't arrest people at the church, but they arrested them as they were going to a homeless shelter across the street from the church. Those types of incidents, even though they're so far they're few and far between, are well known in the immigrant community, and they generate an inordinate amount of fear in the community. Because people perceive President Trump as lawless, it's very difficult for us to reassure them about things. You know, in the past, an incident occurred, we talked to people at ICE, we talked to people at Homeland Security, and get assurances that that was an unusual occurrence, it would not occur again, etc., etc. We can't get those anymore. You know, Jeff Sessions does not want to reassure immigrant communities that they're not under attack. So the situation that we're in is a very dangerous one. The actual ICE raids have been significant but not overwhelming, but the fear that each of them generate has been much more overwhelming than we've ever seen in the past.